killing yourself. Doing your own butchering.
I know.
In one word that you said,
that's too good.
Bless his heart, he's an English professor, and he still was just human like I am. And I make so, you know, I get my words, phrases in different places.
I'm going to butcher myself.
I'm sorry, but that just made you so much more comfortable.
Well, I am human. Well, this one, the head of a pig is scraped and boiled and the
hog's
ears.
Head, hog's cheese.
Is that ever called anything else?
Head cheese.
Is the juice of that ever, is cornmeal ever put in the juice of that to make anything?
I don't remember Mother ever fixing it with any cornmeal.
No, but no, she didn't, but some people do.
What are they not? Souse? I think she did one time, but I didn't know I had cornmeal.
Was the liver ever ground up to do anything with?
Make fly bait?
No, that's not what I had in mind. How about the blood? Was that used in any way?
It was, but not by our folks. I don't know.
I was wondering about liver sausage and blood sausage. How about this part of the hog's head?
The jowls?
Yeah.
Used it.
Did you butcher yourself?
Cook greens with dried beans.
What do you call milk that's just beginning to turn sour?
Clabber.
Yeah.
Oh, blinky.
Blinky? And then after that
it's
clabber.
Clabber.
If you put this clabber in a sack and put it in boiling water, you'll make
cottage cheese.
And if you take fruit and clean them and cut them up in slices and make a pie, but instead of putting it in the pie shell, you put it in a deep dish. Do you pour anything over the top of that?
You mean add the juice?
No.
Or you mean when you go to serve it, serve it with milk or cream?
What would you put on rice pudding?
Well, you can put raisins, you mean, or milk.
Well, a thing to pour over it, milk.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever mix this with eggs and flour and sugar or anything like that?
Serve it with a lemon sauce or something like that.
And food eaten between meals.
Snacks.
And you'd say this morning for breakfast we...
We had sausage and eggs.
Now you say you had. What does this mean?
I mean we ate.
At the table, if someone's thirsty, you'd bring him a...
drink.
And what would this mean? A cup or a...
A glass. If it was water or milk, and a cup if it was a hot drink.
And if it fell down on the floor and shattered, you'd say, oh my goodness, it's...
It broke.
It fell and now it's...
Broken.
And if someone brought you... brought you a glass of water, but you'd already consumed a gallon, you'd say, oh, thank you, I don't care for any because I just...
drank.
And if your husband comes in late at night, let's say he's been working, you think he might have gone to the restaurant, but you're not sure, you might say to him, well...
have you eaten?
And if... what did you do when you came in and walked up to the table here?
Sat down.
If someone sits at your table and you see he's just sitting there and not doing anything, you'd say?
Help yourself.
And if someone offers you food but you want to decline it, you'd say?
No, thank you.
And food that you have twice?
Warmed overs. Leftovers. Scraps.
Now, it would be so interesting to know what the final...
Oh, he's going to let me have a copy.
Oh,
aren't you?
I'll let you look at it.
Is it finished or something?
It probably won't make